Leading up to the election, correspondent Anna King traveled around eastern Washington and Oregon to hear from rural residents. The past few days, she checked in on the people she met to hear how they're feeling as they awaited results.
Since Tuesday, Cynthia Hurlbut has raked about an acre of walnut leaves on her property near Walla Walla. She's been upset that there isn't more clarity in the election results. When she's not raking, Hurlbut is
sleeping. I guess I've gone to bed early just to escape. It's an escape.
She says one of her neighbors has decided to lock their gate and stay put for several days out of fear. Another friend told Hurlbut she was feeling anxious but also upset about
two old white men. When are we going to have a different face to this election, whether it's male or female, somebody much younger, more energetic, intelligent, and I agreed with her.
In the Dalles, Oregon, Rick Isaacson says he's really worried about life under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris should they win. He thinks prices on commodities would go up and squeeze his frugal senior citizen lifestyle.
There's no help for seniors. There's no help for people that have a little bit of money.
Still, he thinks Republicans will behave if they lose the presidential race.
We're not going to do anything stupid, you know. And of course, Republicans won't riot. But if Trump wins, you know, God help him, Portland, you know.
East on the plateau in Mission, Oregon, Steve Filkins says he feels like there's a lot of tension on the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation. There's a lot of upset people.
But I just don't happen to be one of them.
Filkins says he thinks the country will survive a good president or a bad one, a good Congress or a bad one. His top issues?
I want reasonable gun control, but I am a life member of the National Rifle Association, so I believe very strongly in the Second Amendment.
He's also against abortion. With the presidential outcome still uncertain and possible court challenges, some rural residents were turning towards celebrating local and state races. In Colfax, in Washington's Palouse country, Chris Boyd says he's both worried and rooting for Biden. But he's glad for Washington Governor Jay Inslee's clear win.
Yeah, I was really happy to hear Inslee was reelected. And that I don't think he's a fantastic governor, but he certainly is the right man of our choices. And then the second one was about the K-12 sex education. Was, you know, this is important. Knowledge will never hurt you.
Back in Walla Walla, Cynthia Hurlbut has raked about all the leaves on her property. She says it's rather cliche, but she's trying to stay calm and be patient.
I believe that we have a very fast food society. That's my terminology, because we expect things to happen instantaneously.
She says millions of people came out to vote, and those types of counts can't happen in just 24 hours. I'm Anna King.